Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were July corn down a penny, 7.72, July wheat down 9¾ cents at 10.61½, and July beans up 2¾ cents at 17.71¾. Obviously, we have the report day today. If there's going to be any big shock, I would guess it would come in the beans. We're looking for an old crop carry out of 217, down 18 million. That's getting pretty tight. New crop, 295, down 15 million. Again, not terrible, but, you know, heading in the wrong direction, particularly if we have a hot, dry summer out here. If we lose 1 to 2 bushels an acre, you know, we're in deep, deep trouble out here. So, you know, I think we didn't do a little bit better overnight with the forecast, because people just don't want to step in front of the report. But the forecast changed. The 6 to 10 day got hot and dry, where it was just kind of warm and dry. Now it's going hotter and drier. And matching the 11 to 14 day, it looks like the blocking ridge is going to be in place, and we're going to see higher prices out here. So I don't know where we're going to go, but certainly looks like we can move higher in the short run. But that's assuming that there's no major surprises on the rest of the reports out here. But I think, you know, unless the reports are devastating, people are going to be looking at these weather forecasts and very concerned about losing any acreage out here. And, you know, as long as beans close over 1750, which, you know, we could break 18 cents and the market could still be good out here. If we break much more than that, then you might have to reconsider things. Now, the dollar is strong. It's up 73 ticks at 103.81 off the CPI. Came out at 8.6 inflation rate. I mean, it's a huge number. The bonds immediately broke, then rallied almost 2 points. Broke again, more than a point. We're now just a few ticks lower on the day. But the Dow Jones is down 450. It's been down about 500. So, you know, anybody thinks the economy is in good shape, I think is just crazy. If you think everything is great, just go out and buy some gas or buy some groceries out here. The U.S. wheat is the cheapest around the world for the time being. France is dry. There's no movement on the Ukrainian-Turkey deal. So, you know, you would think wheat would be acting better here. India did sell 55,000 metric tons of wheat into Egypt, and that shipment was accepted, so there is some wheat moving around the world. But today it's going to be about the weather, and I think people are going to look to buy the breaks if the report's a little bit bearish. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.